a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time 5:30.
It's 24 degrees.
And we're looking good on all of our freeways so far this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, as the pandemic continues to force some students to learn from home, the Murray School District is launching its own LTE broadband network for students.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Murray has now connected the first phase of this network, their own wireless broadband network. 2 years ago, they gave laptops to students, and this new step addresses the other side of the technology challenge. So, radio receivers are on top of the schools, and they beam the high-speed internet signals into neighborhoods. Each household gets a small unit to receive the internet signal and be the wireless modem for the house. The Murray School District said they studied which areas had the most families in need, and they were the ones that got the first transmitters. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Today, the Granite School District will begin rolling out vaccinations for teachers and staff, with the first round of doses for those in the highest age bracket. Earlier this week, the Davis and Murray School District started vaccinating their staff, and yesterday, the Canyons and Salt Lake School Districts began their efforts in getting teachers and staff vaccinated. The plan is to distribute the vaccine in phases as supply becomes available.
KSL's top national stories this hour. While people in their 80s and 90s have the greatest risk of dying from COVID, they're also the most likely to experience challenges getting the vaccine. It's a problem being seen here in Utah and around the country.
Some cities warn they're running out of doses. The shortage forcing some cities to slow the vaccine rollout to lower risk people. And in areas where shots are in stock, appointments are not. Phone lines jammed, websites crashing. Officials in New York say there's a growing concern about older people unable to leave their homes to get their shot because they can't walk or don't know how to book an appointment.
ABC's Alex Pershaw reporting.
Local FBI agents say they'll join with state police to keep an eye on the state capitol as we approach Inauguration Day. FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge Dave Fitzgibbon says they'll also be trying to help the D.C. office with identifying people who broke into the U.S. Capitol.
When individuals start engaging in violence and inciting violence and violating the law, we won't leave any stone unturned.
At this point, the local FBI agents say they don't know of a substantiated threat here in Salt Lake City.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. We'll have some mixed weather for our holiday weekend.
But these temperatures lately, yes, it's still cold out there, but for January, this is warmer than average. In terms of stormy weather, we're not looking at anything significant. We've got two weaker storms that we're expecting within the next 7 days. Minimal accumulations, but it looks like it clears out in time for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is Monday.
Grant says high temperatures will be in the 40s through the weekend before dropping into the 30s for next week.
We could sure use some precipitation, but Utah ski resorts, not the only place where people are worrying about the lack of snow this winter. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says it doesn't look like our reservoirs are going to be filling up anytime soon.
Jordan Clayton with the Natural Resources Conservation Service is in charge of Utah's snow survey. He says our mountain snowpack this year has only been about half of normal. And that's what we count on to fill the reservoirs that supply Utah's farms and cities.
We really depend on the snowpack to help fill those up, and it's not looking like we're going to achieve that.
Most of the state is under some level of drought conditions, with 70% in the worst or exceptional drought. And while he won't predict weather for the rest of the winter, they are expecting many stream flows to be down by up to 60%. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
City officials in Ogden are urging more firefighters and police officers to sign up for a home loan program. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, the city's Own in Ogden program provided 74 loans to homebuyers last year. It dates back all the way to 1988. The program was established to help low to moderate income residents own homes within city boundaries. Now, to be eligible, residents must have an income 80% or lower of the median Weber County household income, although that can be waived for public safety workers like police officers and firefighters. Additionally, the Ogden City Council approved a measure last year that allows those public safety workers to receive a down payment assistance loan of up to $20,000. Now, despite all the benefits, city officials say only two police officers received loans last year. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.